4. Space and Motion. All units of cosmic energy are in primary revolution, are engaged in the execution of their mission while swinging around the universal orbit. The universes of space and their component systems and worlds are all revolving spheres moving along the endless circuits of the Master Universe space levels. Absolutely nothing is stationary in all the Master Universe except the very center of Havona, the Eternal Isle of Paradise, the center of gravity. The unqualified absolute is functionally limited to space, but we are not so sure about the relation of this absolute to motion. Is motion inherent therein? We do not know. We know that motion is not inherent in space. Even the motions of space are not innate. But we are not so sure about the relation of the unqualified to motion. Who or what is really responsible for the gigantic activities of force-energy transmutations now in progress out beyond the borders of the present 7 superuniverses? Concerning the origin of motion, we have the following opinions. 1. We think the conjoint actor initiates motion in space. 2. If the conjoint actor produces the motions of space, we cannot prove it. 3. The universal absolute does not originate initial motion, but does equalize and control all of the tensions originated by motion. In outer space, the force organizers are apparently responsible for the production of the gigantic universe wheels which are now in process of stellar evolution, but their ability so to function must have been made possible by some modification of the space presence of the unqualified absolute. Space is, from the human viewpoint, nothing, negative. It exists only as related to something positive and non-spatial. Space is, however, real. It contains and conditions motion. It even moves. Space motions may be roughly classified as follows. 1. Primary motion, space respiration, the motion of space itself. 2. Secondary motion, the alternate directional swings of the successive space levels. 3. Relative motions, relative in the sense that they are not evaluated with paradise as a base point. Primary and secondary motions are absolute, motion in relation to unmoving paradise. 4. Compensatory or correlating movement designed to coordinate all other motions. The present relationship of your Sun and its associated planets, while disclosing many relative and absolute motions in space, tends to convey the impression to astronomic observers that you are comparatively stationary in space, and that the surrounding starry clusters and streams are engaged in outward flight at ever-increasing velocities as your calculations proceed outward in space. But such is not the case. You fail to recognize the present outward and uniform expansion of the physical creations of all-pervaded space. Your own local creation, Nebadon, participates in this movement of universal outward expansion. The entire 7 superuniverses participate in the 2 billion-year cycles of space respiration, along with the outer regions of the Master Universe. When the universes expand and contract, the material masses in pervaded space alternately move against and with the pull of paradise gravity. The work that is done in moving the material energy mass of creation is space work, but not power energy work. Although your spectroscopic estimations of astronomic velocities are fairly reliable when applied to the starry realms belonging to your superuniverse and its associate superuniverses, such reckonings with reference to the realms of outer space are wholly unreliable. Spectral lines are displaced from the normal towards the violet by an approaching star. Likewise, these lines are displaced toward the red by a receding star. Many influences interpose to make it appear that the recessional velocity of the external universes increases at the rate of more than 100 miles a second for every million light-years increase in distance. By this method of reckoning, subsequent to the perfection of more powerful telescopes, it will appear that these far-distant systems are in flight from this part of the universe at the unbelievable rate of more than 30,000 miles a second. But this apparent speed of recession is not real. It results from numerous factors of error embracing angles of observation and other time-space distortions. But the greatest of all such distortions arises because the vast universes of outer space and the realms next to the domains of the seven superuniverses seem to be revolving in a direction opposite to that of the grand universe. That is, these myriads of nebulae and their accompanying suns and spheres are at the present time revolving clockwise about the central creation. The seven superuniverses revolve about paradise in a counterclockwise direction. It appears that the second outer universe of galaxies, like the seven superuniverses, revolves counterclockwise about paradise. And the astronomic observers of Eversa think they detect evidence of revolutionary movements in a third outer belt of far-distant space, which are beginning to exhibit directional tendencies of a clockwise nature. It is probable that these alternate directions of successive space precessions of the universes have something to do with the intramaster universe gravity technique of the Universal Absolute, which consists of a coordination of forces and an equalization of space tensions. Motion as well as space is a complement or equilibrant of gravity.